Blog Talk Radio.
Just kidding. Good morning. Someone's already here. Yay.
Hey there.
Hi,
this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, wow. Excellent. What can I do for you?
Yeah, well, just started a new job, and it's something a little different than what I've done with. It's tech, troubleshooting, and sales. I prefer just sales, but whatever. Just curious and kind of what you pick up in regards to this. Because I'm a little frustrated right now, I'll be honest.
I understand. Sometimes moving from one section to another, even if it's sort of in the same realm, it's totally annoying. I definitely understand that. I just left sales myself and went back to being a chef. COVID-19. So I
well,
actually...
I'm almost thinking maybe I should just go back and wait tables.
You know what? Honestly, I had the choice of trying to do that because I'm a chef now at Denny's, but the reason why I didn't is because these Nimrods come in here and it's business as usual. They just don't wear, and you know, you come in to wear a mask. If you take off your mask, that's it, because everything's airborne. So if you're a server, like our servers at my place, yeah, she wears a mask, but when is the person, because, I mean, they take our temperatures when we come in. We don't do that to the customers. And, I think it was, 60% of Americans are asymptomatic. So, you know, there's a huge chance of, you know, getting that shit and not making it. So that's why I didn't do it, because it's just too risky for me, and I don't want to bring it home, you know. And so many people have already died from it, and it's just so sad. So I applaud you in your getting into the sales part, getting back into work. Have you been working this whole time, or did you have to go back to work?
I went back to work.
I got hired for
this job in April, and it just started 2 weeks ago.
Already frustrating as hell, huh? Well, I've got your card here. I've gathered your energy from talking to you. So this should be interesting. We are going to use our DC pack today. So they're very, very telling, and they tell very good stories. So they're pretty spot on. I've had no complaints thus far. So I shall find you on the grid. And we shall begin. All right, I'm ready. So did you come on Blog Talk Radio, or how did you find my show? I'm just wondering.
Oh yeah, no, I was up. I'm up super early, and been up since 4. So I was just kind of like, oh, let me check it out. I've checked it out a few times here and there, so it was just me, kind of just like a boredom thing in my bookmarks, going through them. I was like, oh, let me check this out.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I appreciate you bookmarking me. That's awesome. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to put a card for you, okay? Let me get my witchy music going so we got our energies, but not too high. I'm working with phones right now because laptops are down, so bear with me. You can hear me, right? Good?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So right now you are at judgment. So we are at this point in time to where this is a huge moment for you, because this is a major arcana. Judgment, if I'm not mistaken, is number, I want to say 20. Oh, this is your job. Ace of Pentacles. So that's the beginning. This is where we start the new job here. Now let's see over to Judgment. Ah, 10 of Wands. Yes, it's a lot more headache for you, obviously. It's not something you're that into. Ooh, 7 of Wands on the job side. So 7 of Wands is basically about being in a battle. In this card, what's pictured here is there's a lot of fire, and the character has pitchforks and swords in his face. So when it comes to your new job on this day, and this will be in the next 7 days.
That's funny. That's funny you say that, because I was going to be like, you know, I'm going to give it another week and kind of reevaluate.
Well, right now, for you, this card is about having faith and overcoming the current obstacle, that is getting over the not liking of the job, or getting more into it, more acclimated. But right now, you have the power to accomplish your goals. Consider all the consequences before you act, but act swiftly, of course. So let's see what else. Now, the Ten of Wands for you on Judgment, that's just like everything's kind of piling up on you right now, and you're trying, it's just about decision-making, deciding. So we have our, in the middle, so you're King of Cups. That's your situation right now. You'd rather do something that you like doing so it doesn't feel like work, something that you can take charge, you know, make it yours, make it your own. So let's see where we are. Of Pentacles. That's you again. Okay. Have patience. Temperance and justice are telling you that you will reap benefits. Just give it a little bit more time. Have temperance. Have a little patience with it. Give it a chance. Now, your King of Pentacles, that is you. But it's trying to tell you something. He's trying to tell you to stop trying to be a jack of all trades and specialize. You have a strong sensual and physical desires just now. Don't let your sense of self-discipline interfere with your personal happiness and fulfillment. So if you're going to choose this, make it your own. But make sure you make decision. Don't jump around, because there might be some consequences in that. You might not have somewhere to land when you jump.
All right, so great point. That's a great point.
Ace of Swords. So Ace of Swords, right now we're in the mental kind of part, thinking about trying to make decisions. You've got your pentacles, your monies, your financials, your foundations. You've got your ace, which is the beginning of a new established, you could say a stepping stone, if you will, in your foundation, because that's basically pentacles. It's usually about like family, life, money, having the foundation that one is building. You have your wands, which is your action, and right now you're feeling overwhelmed. The Seven of Wands is telling you it feels like it's like a fight right now. Have confidence, have patience with it. Give it a week. Don't jump just yet, because your Justice card. Ooh, you have the Magician on top of that. Lots of major arcana here. So I'm going to bring something up to you that I remember myself, and I remember learning this. There's something that's left in us, in our brains. They're like two tiny little almonds. It's from the monkey brain. That's what's left over. When we start feeling like what you're going through, it means you're going in a right direction, but that is the fear that's left from the monkey brain from going to a new, like basically into a new area, or like trying something new or putting yourself out there. You know, like when we start something, sometimes we're like, we don't want to do it and we stop, but it could have been really great and we find out later it would have been fine. It's that sort of thing now. So basically, the Magician is telling you, you've got everything that you need to make this work. You just need to add a little patience in there.
No, you're 100% right. And the company's like, listen, if you don't get this today, you can get it in a month from now. You can get it from, like, literally, they're like, and it's a huge, it's the biggest tech company in this specific niche and in the world. Mm-hmm. And they're like, as long as we see progress, you're good.
Yeah.
So
if you want to do this, and I'm going to throw on that word that you said, because I feel, you've got the Emperor card, my friend.
and I'm just creating my own little mayhem right now.
Literally, it's all just mental, and we're in this very strange time with the stars. There's like 6 planets in retrograde right now. Mars is going to be in Aries till I think it's January 2021, and it's in reverse and retrograde. So there's a lot of things happening right now. We're in the axis of Aries and Libra, so one represents self and one represents other. It's just a clusterfuck. I've been dealing with relationships and this and that, and a lot of people come to me for jobs. I've had the same people coming to me for a year now on my show, so. I know, we're doing something right over here, but I get lots of new people all the time, and they come to me with the most important things that you would never be like, well, I want to trust some cards with this. So, I mean, I do my best. I mean, it's really the cards doing it. I don't know. It's a gift, I guess. I just kind of picked it up one day.
Well, but no, yes, I mean, basically everything that you were saying in regards to the cards actually resonates. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Well, I'm glad you can do this, and just give it a chance, and don't get bored just yet. Let it happen, and then if you still don't like it, leave. But make sure you your options open in case. But I don't see anything wrong here. What I see is you getting frustrated already and not just, you know, wanting to take the step forward. But it is there for you, and the magician's like, you got this.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have an awesome day.
You as well. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we got our first one this morning. I'm not sure if we're going to get any others. It is early morning this morning. Yesterday was pretty fruitful, I have to say. Being on in the afternoon, I was just like, no one's going to show up. Oh, but they did. Oh, but you did. And thank you, sir, for coming on, and it was my pleasure for reading for you. If no one comes in a few minutes, I'm going to shut this show down so I can do another one later. But it's not going to be a tarot show, probably. It's, you know. because nobody else is showing up, so that's the tea for today. Wear your mask, wash your hands, don't go out if you don't have to. And remember, guys, vote like your life depends on it, and Black Lives Matter. That's the tea. I'll be back later.